My take on the third season of the Africa Basketball League is that it's definitely going to make basketball in the continent continue to rise. It's a big league for us in Africa, definitely. And there's so much talent in the continent that at least forces kids to look forward to something to play for. Before the league, kids, they just play basketball and don't look forward to nothing. Most of them look forward to going to the U.S., go to Europe and all that. Now that we have this league, at least, you know, young kids who aspire to play for one of these teams every year, which is a good thing with regards to improving the development of the game in the continent. It's a big plus for every basketball players in the continent.
Do you think the first two seasons of the league have lived up to expectations in assisting to develop the game in the continent?
And also governments and private sectors are beginning to think about building infrastructures now, state-of-the-art, you know, arenas. Because of the success that the first 2 years has brought, you know, they have the facility in Kigali and the facility in Senegal and the facilities in Tunisia and those places, you know, has really opened a lot of people's eyes with regards to, you know, getting facilities. Nigeria is thinking about getting a facility like that now. So that is a big plus for us. And, you know, several countries, you know, the skinny is that several countries are trying to be part of the Bar League, you know, because of what he's done so far in the first 2 years. Even players abroad, for example, in the United States or Europe, they're beginning to want to come back home to play in the league now. I've had several calls, you know, from kids that wants to go back and play in the Bar League. They want me to connect them with somebody in order for them to, you know, to come play in the league. So it has really helped in developing the game. Young kids are, you know, beginning to, like I said in the beginning, beginning to look forward to playing the game now because of the first 2 years. It has been a huge success. It's like, you know, anything you start, there's always going to be obstacles. You got to give it at least between 5 to 10 years. You know, this league will have a very, very solid ground in the continent and elsewhere. It's definitely helping, you know, to develop the game, you know, across all sectors. Of course, yeah.
Godwin, do you also think that the Basketball Africa League will be an avenue to recruit future NBA players?
We have in the continent. Actually, there are a couple of kids right now in the NBA Academy in Senegal that are being looked at by a bunch of NBA teams in this year's draft directly from Africa. So, you know, it's definitely going to be in another 5 to 10 years, the league is definitely going to be a feeder league, just like the G League in the U.S. To the NBA. The one other thing that the league has really, you know, brought to the continent is that, you know, kids are beginning to play the game very young now. You know, it used to be before everyone plays soccer, and then when you start growing tall, someone advises you to go play basketball. It's not like that anymore. And another thing that I want to use this platform to bring awareness to is that please, parents, and you know, in the continent, parents, allow your children to play sports. Most especially basketball. Sports and education go hand in hand, you know. There's so many things that sports can bring to a kid's life. Sports can open a lot of doors for you. You travel the world, you meet new people, network, you know, get a great job, you know, so many things, you know. So please, parents, allow your kids to play sports very young. At the age of 7, 8, 9, 10, let them go out there and play. It actually improved, you know, the lifespan of a human being, you know, being active. So, yeah, definitely, to answer the question again, it's definitely going to be a feeder league. I won't be surprised if a kid gets drafted from Africa this year or next year. because the kids they have, the kids the NBA has and the academy in Senegal, you know, they are very, very good. And I've seen them. You know, I'm a scout myself with the Brooklyn Nets. So there's a couple of kids on that academy that we are looking at.